It's good to be with you, brethren, once again. And I'm glad to see so many people here this evening. Let's open our Bibles at Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to spend some time in this chapter tonight. Paul continues writing in this letter to the Ephesian church. And starting in verse 1, Paul says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." The you that he's speaking to here are the Gentiles. And they were dead in their trespasses and sins. But something had happened. And as we go through this, we're going to see what transpired. In verse 2, he says, "In which you once walked, according to the course of this world." These Gentile Christians had been worldly, had been involved in idol worship and fornication, adultery, and all these things. And look what he says. "According to the prince of the power of the air." Who were they serving? In that condition, they were serving Satan. Now let's just stop there and think about that. If I'm not serving God, I'm serving Satan. There's no in between. If you are not a Christian, you are serving Satan. And that is a very sad, terrible condition to find yourself in. But there's hope.
No,
you do not need to continue in that condition. And we're going to look at this as we go through the second chapter. Because Paul says that's the way you were. Past tense. Something changed in their lives. He says, "Who works in the sons of disobedience." Now the condition that's left in
him
is that in verse 12, if we just skip down there, he says, "At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise." Now I want us to look at this part. We're
going
to get back to this verse. So we'll talk about what the verse really speaks about. But he says, "Having no hope and without God in the world." This is possibly the most terrible, frightening condition that any person can find themselves in. And you know what? The sad part of all of this is I can be in this condition and I don't even know that I'm ill. It's like a disease growing inside me. And I don't even know I have. The difference is the outcome of this. Is if I die in this position, in this condition, I go to hell. Now, in verse
3,
notice what Paul says here. He says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves. Yes, you Gentiles were in this condition. But we Jews were the same. We were in the same condition that you found yourselves in. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, Paul says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, the Jews kept looking to the law of Moses. The problem with the law of Moses is to be righteous under that law. I had to keep the law perfectly. If I broke one law, that was it. Because the Hebrew writer tells us the blood of bulls and goats could not forgive sin. So if I broke one law, game over. I have to now wait. Even if I don't break another law ever after, I'm going to need the blood of Christ.
So,
let's move on. Now in verse 4, he says, but. So, here's the condition you're in, and we're in. We're in sin. We're lost. But, the very next word is God.
Okay.
Let's read verse 4 and 5 together.
Let's put them in verse 4 and 5. Now what? Yekunkulunkulu icebile ngesihawu ngenxa yothando lwakhe olukhulu asithanda ngalo. Esesifile ngesiphambeko wenza siphile kanye noKristu kungomusa nisindisiwe.
God who's rich in mercy.
Unkulunkulu ecebile ngesihawu.
Thank you, Lord, for that. Because of his great love with which he loved us.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God has a deep, deep love for mankind. You can almost feel with Paul saying this, that we can say,
we
are
born.
There's an escape. He's rich in mercy. He will forgive us. I've taught people in the past who've said to me, God, there's no ways God can forgive my sin. I am such a terrible sinner, there's no ways God can forgive me. That's not true. It doesn't matter what sin you've committed, God is willing to forgive you. If you will repent.
Wenze mahlobo ukuthi siphi sono osenzile. Uma nje uzophendula uNkulunkulu uzoxolela.
And that's what he says in verse 5.
Ilafakshwa ku verse 5.
Even when we were dead in our trespasses.
Sesifile lesiphambeko zethu.
What did he do?
Wenzani?
He made us alive again.
Sesiphile futhi.
With who?
Nobody.
Jesus Christ.
No, Jesus Christ.
Now let's look at that picture.
As this book this is told.
Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. God never came to man and said, I'm
going
to make a deal with you. You come out of your sin. Just for one day. I'll send you a savior. God knew that wouldn't happen. He knew it couldn't happen. But he's rich in mercy. And he has a great love for man. So what did he do? While we're dead in our trespasses, he sent
his
son. He made us alive together with
Christ.
We were dead and he's risen us up from that death. That death is the sin that separated us from God. Now, read verse 6.
Wasivusa kanye naye, wasihlalisa kanye naye embusweni wezulu kuKristu Jesu.
Not only did he make us alive, but he's risen us up with Christ. Paul tells us in Romans 6 that when I come out of the waters of baptism, I rise up a new man. To walk in newness of life. I crucify the old man. There's how God makes us alive. And he raises us up with
Christ.
They made us to sit together in the heavenly places. When God raised us up, we became members of the kingdom that belongs to his son. We are in the kingdom with Christ. He is our king. And we are his subjects. We are ruling with him over this world. Why would you want to stay in the world? Why would you want to continue in sin? When this world is a wonderful condition to be in. Now let's read verse 7 together because this is an absolutely wonderful verse.
Kusukuthi ezikhathini ezizayo abonakalise ingcebo enkulu yomsa wakhe ngobubele kithina kuKristu Jesu.
So in ages to come,
ezizukulwaneni ezizayo noma ezikhathini ezizayo,
God might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
UNkulunkulu abonakalise umsa wakhe omkhulu.
Many people
abantu abaningi
think, well, this is heaven.
But very much, not this.
Well, look at the exceeding riches of his grace.
Buka unqebo yakhe enkulu yomusa.
I believe it's here that we're going to realize fully what salvation really means.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kulapha ke esizobona kahle ukuthi ngempela kanti insindiso iyini kahle kahle.
Because we're going to see
ngoba njengamanje sizobona
the sin is taken and cast out. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see the sinner put into the flame. And we're going to finally realize we should have been there. But because of the riches of God's grace, the exceeding riches of his grace, we're not going there. We don't realize just yet what's really in store for the sinner. I had a lady tell me once, the day that Jesus comes back and I see God, I'm
going to
have a few questions for God. Don't you believe it? I'm going to sit there and speak to God and find out a few things from him. I said, ma'am, you're going to be like the prophets of old. You're going to be down on your face on the ground. And I promise you, I'll be there too. Because I think this is going to be the most frightening thing we have ever seen in our lives. Go and read the book of Revelation and see the fear that John has when he sees his visions. Well, let's move on. Now verse 8 and 9 are the verses that give us a lot of trouble. And let's read them and then we'll talk about
it. Nalokho akuveli kini kuyisipho sikaNkulunkulu. Akuveli ngemsebenzi ukuze kungabikho ozibongayo.
When you speak to people about baptism,
awukhulume nabantu ngendaba yombhaphathizo.
Many will accuse you.
Abanye bazokusola impela niphikisane nabo.
And say we are saved by grace.
But it's the sin, this one umusa.
Through faith.
Of course.
Yes.
Yebo.
And not by works.
Ungangamsebenzi.
And you're telling people to be baptized.
Where now? Because you tell them about the Pope.
That's a work.
Msebenzi law.
First of all, let's keep the verses in the context.
I guess the book is a verse of Hambisane.
Because in verse 11,
verse 11,
I believe we find what Paul is speaking about the works. Let's read verse 11 together.
Ngakho khumbulani ukuthi nina enanikade ningabezizwe ngokwenyama ababizwe ukuthi abangasoli yilabo ababizwe ukuthi abokusoka okwenziwa ngezandla enyameni.
You Gentiles were once called uncircumcision. Or what is called the circumcision, made by flesh, or made in the flesh, by hands. Now, let me explain why I say this. Here we have Abraham. God speaks to him. Tells him about the nation that's going to come from him. And then God enters into a covenant with Abraham. And what is the seal of that covenant? It's circumcision.
So,
what distinguished the Jewish nation from the other nations? Is a circumcision Because of a covenant made with
God.
And the Jews boasted about their circumcision. This was the work that made them children of God. So much so that the church in the first century had a lot of trouble with the Jews who were telling the Gentiles, you need to be circumcised to be saved. Paul's not speaking about the work of baptism. He's speaking about those who are boasting in the work of circumcision. The Jews kept going back to Abraham. Our father of the nation.
Baba was the saint.
John the Baptist warned him.
He
said, don't think you can boast about being Abraham's descendant. I'm paraphrasing now. I'm quoting exactly. So please don't hold me to that. He says, for God can raise up children to Abraham from these
stones.
You see, they held on to Abraham, and even today they do. Even today they hold on to that. We are God's people. Yes, you guys are Christian. But you still have to come to God through us. And I know that because I've just completed a Hebrew course at the University of Jerusalem. And they often bring that up. But coming back to this, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. If we look at what James says in James chapter 2, he says, faith without works is dead. So to have faith before God, there has to be some works. And the apostles were the ones saying you need to be baptized for the remission of your
sins.
So if it's only grace that saves us, then we've got the apostles contradicting one another. So, let's go back. What is grace? It's a gift that's given to someone that they don't deserve. You could also say they haven't worked for it. Don't get too excited now. I arrive here at the Shawi. And I come up and say, hey, Zondile.
Hey, good job, what
I'm saying. I really am happy to see you. I bought you a bucky. He gave them back, he doesn't want to be injured. What did he do to deserve it?
What did he do to deserve it?
That's the idea behind grace. He cannot go and say to people, you know, because Brother Robert is my big friend, I've got a bucky.
Robert,
And you know, because I'm a faithful Christian and I've been preaching the word so long, he bought me a bucky.
No,
he didn't even know it was going to happen. It's just suddenly there it is.
Hey, my daughter. Cabanga nje sekuhamba ngemahindra. Ayicabanga.
When I'm ready to trade it in, I'll speak to you. Alright. But coming back to this, we define it as unmerited favor. It's because of God's love. Because of His mercy. Because of His desire for man to be saved. To get man back to the condition that Adam was in before they sinned. That God has done this. Now we could look at it in a different way. How much could you pay for salvation?
₹50
₹100
₹10,000
₹10,000 How about some blood? Because that's what it was. That's what paid for our salvation. And it's God's grace. God did it for us.
Alright.
In verse 10.
Ngokuba singumsebenzi wakhe kuKristu Jesu sidalelwe imisebenzi emihle ayilungisele ngaphambili uNkulunkulu ukuba sihambe kuyo.
We are His workmanship.
Singumsebenzi wezandla zakhe.
As Christians, we are the product of Christ dying on the cross.
NjengamaKristu siwumphumela wokufa kaKristu esiphambanweni.
Created in Christ for good works.
Sidalelwe kuKristu imisebenzi emihle.
My past man.
Umuntu wami omdala.
And your past man.
Nawe futhi owakho omdala.
And I mean women as well.
Ngikhuluma njalo nangabesifazane.
Was caught up in sin.
Wawubambelelwe ubambelele esonweni.
But now we've put away all of those sinful things. We now walk righteously before God. Performing good works. And he goes on here. He says, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in
them.
On Friday night we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5.
So chapter 5.
And in there it starts off in verse 1, it says, be imitators of God. That's a tall order. What God prepared beforehand is that we be a holy people before
Him.
That we strive to be sinless. That we strive to serve God in righteousness. Now, verse 12. He says, at that time you were without Christ. Wow. Terrible condition. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And you were not part of Israel. Now here's the fact, here's the truth. A Gentile could never be part of the nation of Israel.
Umuntu ongowezizwe wayengeke aze abe ngwabo Israel.
He could become a proselyte.
Why not by a proselyte?
Be circumcised and go through the ritual baptism. And say, I'm a proselyte. But he could never say, I'm a Jew. For one reason. He was not born a Jew. He remained a Gentile in the eyes of the Jews. But a Gentile that had converted to their religion and was serving their God.
Ufana nomuntu wezizwe osethenge ubuzwe bakhona ukuza khonze uNkulunkulu wabo.
He says, and they were strangers from the covenant of promise.
Uthi bengabafokazi ezivumelwaneni zesithembiso.
The covenant of promise here is the laws and the covenant that God had made with Abraham and Moses and the nation.
Isivumelwano lezakhuluma ngazo ilesi sivumelana senza noAbraham, isivumelana senza noMose nesizwe sonke sakwaIsrael.
The promise God had made to them is, I will be your God and you will be my people.
Usithembe uNkulunkulu esilo ethi nina ngizoba uNkulunkulu wenu nina nibe ngabantu bami.
Paul says you were strangers from that. In other words, you could not be part of that.
Uthi nani ngabafokazi okungukuthi nani ngeke naze naba ingxenye.
Well, how do I become part of that? How can I make you my God? We'll see in a moment. Keep that in mind. And he says, having no hope without God in the world. I'm not part of the promise. I'm not part of the covenant. I'm not a Jew. I'm not part of that. I have no hope.
And do
you know what? Who's a Jew here? Put your hand up. Woo! We're all in trouble. Do you know that? Because then it means every one of us are Gentiles. It means that if we look under the Old Testament times, we were without God in the world. We could become
proselytes.
But we still didn't fall under the covenants and the promises that God made to the Jews. That's sad. Now, let's move on. Again, but. Let's read verse
13. Nina enanikade ningude senenziwa abaseduze ngegazi likaKristu.
He says, but now in Christ Jesus,
uthi kuKristu Jesu,
you who were far off,
nina enanikade ningude,
what's happened to you?
Kwenzakaleni kunina?
You've been brought near.
Senenziwa abaseduze.
How?
Kanjalo.
By the blood of Christ.
Ngegazi likaJesu.
Now, let me speak a bit about this. In Acts chapter 2, from about verse 36 on, Peter has preached his sermon. He's convinced the people that you are sinners, you put Christ to death. Luke's account says they were cut to the heart. They really felt that guilt. And they ask a question. They say, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter says,
repent
and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. But now he adds something further on. He says, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then he says, this promise is for you and for those who are far off. The far off here are the Gentiles. Those who are near are the Jews. And now look at what it says here. You who were once far off, you've been brought near by the blood of Christ. I wasn't a Jew before, but now I'm a spiritual Jew. I now am part of the commonwealth of Israel. And that's exactly what he says further on. Let's read verse 14, 15, and 16.
Owenza kokubili kwababomi nowabhidleza udomo olwahlukanisayo olungukutha ngenyama yakhe ewenzile ize umthetho wemiyalo esezimisweni ukuba adale kuyena labo ababili babe muntu munye omunye omusha enze ukuthula enze futhi ukuba bobabili baboyisane noNkulunkulu emzimbeni munye nesiphambano esebulele ubutha nga
Here's the picture.
Nas is Tombe.
What Paul's telling us here.
Paul has said that.
He says, for he himself is our peace. We'll discuss that in a moment.
So
he says he was made both one. And has broken down the middle wall of separation. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity. The law of commandments. He's taken out of the way the law. He's broken that wall down. And now they are one.
Oops.
Through Christ.
Then another Christ.
Now let's get back to this enmity. He says, he himself is our peace. Well, what was this enmity between the Jew and the Gentile? This fight. We Jews. We have Abraham as our father. We have Moses as our prophet.
Moses is our prophet.
God is our king. He's the only true God. You Gentiles have
seen.
Now it starts as enmity.
I want what you've
got.
No,
you're a Gentile, you can't have it. What has Christ done? He removed the thing that caused the enmity, that caused the upset. And he abolished it in his flesh. He became the perfect sacrifice for sin. So that what did he do then? He created the two into one. We're now part of the commonwealth of Israel. Not the Israel on this earth. So please don't go try and get a passport. And tell them, oh, brother, be kind, you're not part of the commonwealth of Israel, I want my passport. You've already got your passport.
It's
not what you think it is, but it's you've already got it.
It's
the spiritual Israel.
Israel.
And then he goes in and says that he's made us into one new man. Thus making peace.
Bese enza thula.
And this exists today among Christians. I'll tell you a short story very, very quickly. I worked at Barberton Prison for a number of years, teaching prisoners. This man walked in one day. Kennedy Ndabeni. And he said to me, he said, can I join this class? I said, sure, you can join it. And we started in the class, and I taught him, and he obeyed the gospel. But before he obeyed the gospel, I said to him, what are you in prison for? He says, I'm a political prisoner. I placed the bomb outside the Krugersdorp. I said, oh, wow, that's sad. You killed a lot of people.
He
said, oh, I'm sorry for what I did there, but you know, that's the And he said to me, did you ever serve in the army? I said, yes, I did. He said, did you ever go up into Angola? I said, yes, I did. He says, what camps in that did you attack? I said, well, I was on an operation. We attacked a camp. And I named the camp. He says, when was that? I said, 1978. I said, in May. He says, I was in that camp when you attacked. I could have killed him.
What was wrong with that?
And he could have killed me.
What was wrong with that?
And we weren't Christians.
Mind you, this is not a Christian.
But he obeyed the gospel.
No,
put away the enmity.
Made
peace. And he was a wonderful man. When I read this, I remember that. Alright, let's go on. That he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, putting to death the enmity. And then he goes on and says what Christ did. He says, and he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to those who were near.
Uthi weza washumayela ivangeli lokuthula kunini nanikude yeke ukuthula nakuba waseduze.
Not only
ayenze kuphela,
does the Gentile have to obey the gospel,
ayenze ukuthi abezizwe kufanele balalele ivangeli,
but the Jew as well. He says to those who were far off and near, he preached the gospel.
Uthi kulapho ababekade bekude.
Alright. We're behind the clock. Alright. Let's read verse 18, 19, and 20 to get, well, right down to 22.
Ngoba ngaye sinokungena sobabili ngomoya munye kuyise. Ngakho anisayi babafokazi nezihambi kodwa senimbuso munye nabangcwele. Ningabendlu kaNkuluNkulu nakhiwe phezulu kwesisekelo sabapostoli nabaprofeti uKristu Jesu uqobo lwakhe eyitshe legumbi. Okuhlanganiselwa kuye isakhiwo sonke sikhule sibe yithempeli elingcwele enkosini. Okukuyo nani nakhiwe kanye nabanye ukuba nibe yindlu kaNkuluNkulu ngomoya.
For through him
ngaye
we have both access by one spirit to the Father.
Sesinokungena ngomoya munye kuyise.
We now have access to the Father.
Sinendlela manje yokungena kuba.
He goes on, he says, now therefore you are no longer strangers.
And say bona bafokazi
usho ngoba. And foreigners.
Naba nehambi.
But fellow citizens.
Senimbuso munye.
With the saints. And members of the household of God. That's what it means to be a Christian. You are a member of the household of God. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The teaching of the apostles and prophets. That's what we're building on. And if we're not being built on their teaching, then we're on the wrong foundation. In which the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple to the Lord. We are being built up into this temple. Where did God dwell? His presence was in the temple in Jerusalem.
Where's
God dwelling now? His presence with the Son and the Holy Spirit is inside the Christian. And then he ends off this chapter.
He's
in who also you've been built together for the dwelling place of God in
the Spirit.
Do you see what God achieved through his Son Jesus Christ dying on the cross? Giving us hope. Giving us salvation. Placing us into this holy temple. And seating us with Christ in the heavenly places. If you are not a Christian, you are missing out on this. But you do not need to stay in that condition. You can repent tonight. Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And be baptized. And receive what these Gentiles received that Paul's speaking
about.
That you will be placed with Christ. And you will be part of this holy temple that's been built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Don't delay. Think of where you stand before God now. And if you wish to change your ways, please speak to any of us. We will assist you. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you about this important subject. I hope it enriches your life.
ngiyacabanga ukuthi ke kuzokwazi ukuthi kucebise impilo yenu.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.